This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Filmmaker Jeff Callen says his most recent project began when he was having breakfast one morning with his brother-in-law, who happens to be San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom.
I said, well, is there anything exciting going on? And he says, yeah, well, I'm about to ruin my political career. We're going to marry the first same-sex couple in the United States.
Alerted and invited, Callen and his crew were there for the first wedding that Newsom conducted. He knew immediately they were on to a great story.
When we were there the first day, within the first 5 minutes, we knew this was something special, and we knew that we had to capture it. Especially when the protesters came out in the courts and everything that happened, we had to cover that because people need to know what went on.
4 years later, that coverage has become the documentary film Pursuit of Equality, which Callen says represents a concerted effort to get past the headlines that surrounded those San Francisco marriages.
With the news, they film tidbits, and they give you 15 seconds of a day. And we thought that this story needed to be told, to put a face on this issue, so that there are real people and real stories and real families who were fighting for marriage equality for decades.
One of those couples is Jeannie Rizzo and Polly Cooper, who came to play a key role in the way the gay marriage issue has unfolded in California.
Jeff was there the day that Jeannie and I went to get married 4 years ago, and we got there just as the Supreme Court had issued their stay. So he filmed us being turned down.
When Cooper and Rizzo agreed to be among the plaintiffs, challenging the court's intervention, their story took on a greater significance and a larger role in the film. Even though she knows everything on the screen really happened, Polly says she still has to adjust her frame of reference when she watches it.
The part about feeling excluded from something as fundamental about choosing the person you want to marry, the pain of that was rendered very visible in this film. And seeing that was actually us, it was a little daunting. But it's all of our story. It's not just our story.
While Pursuit of Equality has been shown at film festivals and special events all over the country in the past 20 months, including one in Santa Rosa tonight, it has also been updated several times to include new developments around the issue. Now, with Proposition 8 on the ballot in California this fall, Jeff Callen says he relishes the opportunity to possibly influence the course of history in this state.
We hope that our releasing of this film before the election, it will educate people. There are those people who are on the fence. That's who we're targeting. Those who are for it, those against it, not going to change their minds. But if you focus on the people who don't really understand the issue, haven't really thought about it at all, when you see this film, you really get a quick education on the importance of marriage equality, and you see real people in real faces, in real stories.
Regardless of the outcome of Proposition 8, Jeannie Rizzo says the film will still carry an important message, especially for other states.
It doesn't stop the work that we do around rights. I think that we have 48 other states that are not legally marrying people in this country, and we certainly have still a lot of hearts and minds to change. And to the extent that we can serve that, we certainly will.
Cooper and Rizzo and some of the filmmaking team will be at the Santa Rosa showing tonight at 7:15 at the Rialto Cinemas Lakeside. You can see the trailer for Pursuit of Equality on the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.